Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberator. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a question I get asked all the time in Florida real estate. Lakewood Ranch versus Sarasota. Which one is actually right for you? And who better to break this down than David Liberator himself? David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, this is such a great question because honestly, both of these places are fantastic, but they're really different in their own ways. And I think a lot of people don't realize how distinct they are until they actually start looking at them side by side.
Right. So they're both in the Sarasota area, but I'm guessing they're not just two neighborhoods that are basically the same, huh?
Not at all. So Lakewood Ranch is this master planned community. It's really structured. It's got all these amenities built in, golf courses, shopping, dining. It's very organized and planned out. Sarasota, on the other hand, is more of an established city with real character, beaches, a vibrant downtown, tons of culture and history. Very different vibes.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it sounds like if you want that kind of planned community feel versus an actual city experience, those would be your two different lanes. What about the lifestyle differences? Like, what kind of person thrives in each place?
Great question. Lakewood Ranch is perfect for families, people who want that resort-style living, golf enthusiasts, people who like everything convenient and organized. You've got great schools, community events. It's very family friendly. Sarasota appeals more to people who want culture, walkability, beach access, a more cosmopolitan feel. Artists, retirees who want an active social scene, younger professionals. It's got that city energy.
So it's really about what kind of lifestyle you're actually looking for. That makes sense. What about from a real estate investment perspective? Are there differences in how these markets perform?
Absolutely. Lakewood Ranch tends to have more consistent, predictable growth because it's this established, master-planned community with strong infrastructure. You know what you're getting. Sarasota's market is a bit more dynamic. Prices can fluctuate more based on the city's cultural events, seasonal tourism, economic shifts. Both are solid investments, but the risk profile is different.
No kidding. So if you're someone who wants stability and predictability, Lakewood Ranch might be your move. But if you want a little more upside potential and you're comfortable with some market variability, Sarasota could be interesting. What about cost? I'm guessing there's a price difference too.
Yeah, generally speaking, Lakewood Ranch tends to be a bit more affordable because you're getting that new construction, planned community pricing. Sarasota, especially closer to the beach and downtown, can be pricier because of the established neighborhoods, the location, the demand. But honestly, you can find good value in both if you know where to look.
I love that. So it's not just about the price tag, it's about what you're actually paying for and what your lifestyle needs are. This has been super helpful, David. If someone's sitting on the fence right now, what would you tell them to do first?
Spend time in both places. Drive around Lakewood Ranch, check out the amenities, grab lunch, then go to Sarasota, walk the beach, explore downtown, feel the vibe. You'll know pretty quickly which one feels like home to you. And then once you know that, we can talk specifics about neighborhoods and properties.
That's perfect advice. David, thanks so much for breaking this down. This is going to help a lot of people make a really informed decision. If folks want to learn more or talk to you about finding their place in either of these communities, how can they reach you?
Thanks for having me. They can find me through my website or just reach out directly. I love helping people figure out where they belong in Florida. It's what I do.
Awesome. Well, that's it for this episode of My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberator. Thanks to David for being here, and thanks to you for listening. If this helped you out, share it with a friend who's thinking about moving to Florida. We'll catch you next time.